This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ، تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
اوكي، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life. And today I have this most important tradition that each and every one of us must try to practice every single day. If we do so, inshallah, we can guarantee, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guaranteed us, Jannah, nothing but Jannah. So open your heart to learn the lessons of this beautiful tradition from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will read the Arabic and translate and explain its beautiful meanings, and let's practice it. And Shaddad ibn Aws radiyallahu anhu an nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal sayyidul istighfari an yaqul al abdu allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت من قالها من النهار موقنا بها فمات من يومه قبل أن يمسي فهو من أهل الجنة ومن قالها من الليل وهو موقن بها فمات قبل أن يصبح فهو من أهل الجنة. Master dua for seeking forgiveness for each and every one of us, servants of Allah, is to say, to offer this supplication. O Allah, you are my Lord. There is no God but you. You have created me and I am your servant. I stand firmly by my covenant and promise that I have made with you as best as I can. I seek refuge in you from the evil of my actions. I acknowledge your favors upon me, and I confess my sins to you. So forgive me, for only you have the power to forgive sins. And the Prophet then adds, "Man qalaha min al-nahari muqilan biha muqilan biha famata min yawmihi qabla an yumsiya fahuwa min ahli al-jannah. Wa man qalaha min al-layli wa huwa muqilan biha famata qabla an yusbiha fahuwa min ahli al-jannah." Whoever says this dua during the day while firmly believing in it, and if he were to die before the evening, he will be among the people of paradise. And whoever says it during the night while firmly believing in it, and if he were to die before the morning, he will be among the people of paradise. Narrator is Shaddad ibn Aws. We have already described his biography briefly. And the source is Sahih Bukhari, and of course, it's also found in other collections. The word istighfar comes the root word of ghafar, which means covering. From it comes mighfar, which is a shield, which is a cover placed over the head to protect us from arrows and spears. And the root word denotes both protection and prevention. So the word istighfar means covering of sins and forgiveness, thus enjoying protection from punishment. Although there are various duas for making istighfar, A person can simply say Astaghfirullah, wa Astaghfirullah min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi, or Allahumma ighfirli warhamni. There are so many du'as, but this special du'a is known as Sayyidul Istighfar, Master Du'a. The question arises, why this is called Sayyidul Istighfar? The answer is, it is at once concise and comprehensive, and it contains deep meanings. First of all, it starts by acknowledging the absolute lordship and sovereignty of Allah over the universe and over ourselves. Secondly, it affirms that Allah alone is the creator, the provider, and the controller of the universe. Thirdly, through this dua, we are confessing our sins to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to anyone else. And we are also acknowledging Allah's blessings, and finally imploring forgiveness of Allah, while affirming firmly that He alone, Allah alone, has the power to forgive sins, not anybody else, not the priest, not the pope, not the imam, nor anyone for that matter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promises that if he were to read this dua in the morning and before retiring at night, we can hope to enter Jannah. The hadith also teaches us the excellence of istighfar. Quran is full of exhortations for us to practice istighfar. The Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam preaches to his people, "Wastaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayhi. Inna rabbi rahimun wadud." Ask forgiveness from your Lord and turn to Him in repentance. My Lord is merciful and most loving. And Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to persevere in patience and seek forgiveness of Allah and celebrate His glory at dusk and dawn. Fasbir inna wa'adallahi haqqun wastaghfir li dhanbika wasabbih bihamdi rabbika bil ashiyyi wal ibkar. So be patient, O Prophet, for Allah's promise is certainly true. Seek forgiveness for your shortcomings and glorify the praises of your Lord, but evening and morning. Actually, evening should be first. Humans are sinful by nature. However, as long as we will turn to Allah in repentance, we have hope. Allah described the true believers not as those who never commit a sin, but rather, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَعَحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And those, when they commit an indecency or wrong themselves, remember God, remember Allah, and ask forgiveness for their sins. And who forgives sins except Allah? And they do not persist in their sins while they know it. So of course, you cannot simply say Astaghfirullah and commit sin again and again and again. Allah also says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوًا أَوْ يُظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Whosoever does evil or wrongs himself and that seeks forgiveness of Allah, he will find Allah forgiving and merciful. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Allah has granted two guarantees of protection for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of us, part of the Ummah of Rasulullah. In fact, all of humankind are the Ummah of Rasulullah. The two guarantees, the first one is the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number two is their constancy in istighfar. Two guarantees. The first of these guarantees, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, has been taken away because Prophet has already passed away. However, the second of these guarantees remains with us. What is that? Istighfar. Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. But Allah would not punish them while you are among them. And Allah would not punish them as long as they seek forgiveness. So the prophet has passed away, that first guarantee is taken away, but the second guarantee is still far. Guaranteeing forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still remains, and it will remain until the end of times. A person complained to Hasan al-Basri rahmahullah of drought. He advised him to be constant in istighfar. Then another person comes complaining him of poverty. Hasan once again advises him to make istighfar. And there comes a third person complaining to him that he doesn't have any offspring. He wants Allah to help us. Hasan advised him again to make istighfar. On hearing this, Rabi ibn Sabih, one of his disciples, exclaimed, different people brought different complaints to you, and yet you told everyone to make istighfar. Why is this so? What was the reply of Hasan? Hasan replied, I did not make it up myself. Didn't you hear what Allah says in Surah Nuh? قُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. I said that is Nuh preaching, alayhi salam. Ask your Lord for forgiveness. He is forgiving. He will let loose the sky upon you in torrents. Rain will come plenty and provide you wealth and children, and provide allowed for you gardens and allowed rivers for you. Once Hasan was told of a person who said, aren't we ashamed of sinning and begging Allah's forgiveness? Sinning again and asking His forgiveness? And sinning again and asking His forgiveness? Hasan radiallahu anhu replied, Shaitan will be happy with this man. So we must never give up istighfar. Because if we give up istighfar, that is what Shaitan wants us to do. Because he wants to take us to hellfire. But by constancy in istighfar, we can save ourselves, keep ourselves away from Shaitan, and we end up in Jannat al-Firdaus. He also said, most of the people are saved from the hellfire on the day of judgment, not because they have done so many good deeds, but because mainly because of plenty of istighfar in their register with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, beautiful lessons we can learn from this Sayyidul Istighfar tradition is, Dua of Sayyidul Istighfar is a master dua. Why? It contains profound meanings. Although one may use any other duas, it is important we never skip this one dua. At least practice it twice a day. When we wake up in the morning and also before retiring to bed. If we do so, the Prophet guarantees us paradise. If we were to die during the day after saying this, or if after retiring to bed, if we die before the morning after reading this dua, is guaranteed paradise. Istighfar is a source of abundance of blessings, as we learn from the Quran. Its efficacy in overcoming many challenges have been proven by experience. People virtually experience miracles by constancy in istighfar, because the promise of Allah is true. Finally, the hadith teaches us that we must never despair of Allah's mercy. No matter how sinful we are, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to turn to Him always in repentance and practice constancy in istighfar. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.